Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. But here are the rules of engagement for the program. We make them pretty simple because we're all a bunch of simpletons. Apparently, all of us are just a bunch of simpletons and all the people running Washington, D.C. and the media, they know much better than we do about everything else. So rules of engagement are pretty simple. You can text the word Mike or Michael and your message to this number, 33103. 33103, you type into your little smartphone, your stupid phone, and then you type the word Mike or Michael and you send me a message. And you can text me a message anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anytime you're listening to the program live, delayed, on podcast, wherever it is, if you've got a comment, question, or there's a topic or something that you want, or maybe a compliment, which I really doubt, or perhaps maybe a criticism, which I highly anticipate, you're more than welcome to do that anytime. We are takers for all text messages. So text the message, text to 33103. Start it with the word Mike or Michael and send me your message. The second thing is, if you want... although I did notice we've got a glitch on the website today, but if you do want to, normally I would say if you want to find out where the affiliates are, what time the affiliates carry the program, but for some reason that link is broken, or if you want to download the podcast, all of that stuff, including all the merchandise and everything else, is at this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. So there's just a whole potpourri of stories I want to do this weekend. And there's really no rhyme or reason to any particular order to them. But I want to start out with a story that I just read about, oh, I guess it was yesterday sometime, about the Revere Hotel in Boston. Now, I don't think that, as far as I know, I don't recall anyway, if it's a sleazebag hotel, I hope I've never been there. But there's a hotel in Boston named the Revere Hotel. FBI agents and Army Special Ops units were going to use the hotel to conduct a training exercise. Now, I don't know about you, but in all the training exercises that I've ever been involved in as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security or the Director of FEMA, if we were doing a training exercise on private property, why, we would take over that property. I don't mean we like forcibly take it over, but we would go to the property owner. Let's just say a hotel outside the D.C. metropolitan area. And we'd say we'd like to rent the hotel for the weekend because we need to do a training exercise. We're not going to tear stuff up, but, you know, we're going to take over the hotel. We need the hotel rooms. We're going to do all this stuff. We're going to have bit players to play, you know, just regular hotel. It's just a training exercise. But here's what happened. In the exercise, they would go into a room, and they were going to interrogate a role player. But here's what the stupid FBI did and the Army Special Ops units did. They went to the wrong room. And when they went to the wrong room, they ran into an unsuspecting airline pilot who answered the door. Now, you would think they would know who the role player is, right? Well, they handcuffed the pilot. They threw him into the shower. And then they started interrogating him for about an hour before he was able to convince them he wasn't the role player. Then they told him, oopsie. Guess we made a boo-boo. Don't ever say a word to about anybody about what happened. And then when it became the public, when the word got out about what happened, the response from the government was
breaking news.
Here we go. Listen to this story from WBZ, the CBS affiliate in Boston, Massachusetts.
WBZI team reported first on CBS News Boston. FBI agents barging into the wrong room at the Revere Hotel in Boston during what it says was a training exercise. An unsuspecting airline pilot was inside that room and was handcuffed and questioned before agents finally realized the mistake.
WBZ Chief Investigator Cheryl Fiandaca broke this story that you saw first here on WBZ and has the latest on this major mix-up.
Major mix-up? Sweetie, I think that's the understatement of the year. Imagine you've taken the family out, maybe you're having a little affair or something, but for whatever the reason, you're in the Revere Hotel and suddenly, FBI agents and Army Special Ops people burst through the door and they handcuff you and they drag you over to the bathroom and they throw you in the shower.
You swing by the Revere Hotel, two Delta pilots had people claiming to be FBI agents barge into their room and handcuff them to the bathroom.
It played out like a scene out of a movie. FBI agents working with the Department of Defense barged into a room on the 15th floor of the Revere Hotel on Stewart Street in Boston. The FBI says it happened just before midnight on Wednesday. Agents banged on the door to room 1505. Inside was a sleeping Delta Airlines pilot who was a guest at the hotel. He opened the door, and sources say agents barged in, handcuffed and interrogated the pilot for more than 45 minutes and put him in the shower. Nearly an hour later, sources say they realized their mistake, took the cuffs off, and released him. The FBI says agents were conducting a training operation and a mock interrogation to simulate what a Department of Defense employee deployed overseas could encounter. The pilot notified hotel security, who called Boston police. The I team of...
Now, I want you to listen to this. So the pilot in the hotel, one or both or the other, call the Boston PD. This is a really important point that I think most of the stories I've read about this tend to gloss over. There's a criminal element here. Regardless of intent, there's a criminal element that the Boston PD decides to ignore.
Came to the Boston police report that shows responding officers wearing body cameras were told law enforcement agents were in fact training in the building.
Could you send me EMS?
EMS was called to evaluate the pilot, who refused treatment. The I team spoke to that pilot by phone, who told us he couldn't talk about what happened. We reached out to the FBI, who told us and
wait a minute. Let's break it down first. The Boston PD shows up. The Boston PD shows up. A guy says, hey, these guys just barged into my room, and they handcuffed me. They threw me in the tub. For 45 minutes to an hour, they interrogated me. So then the Boston PD is trying to sort everything out, right? It's like a domestic dispute of some sort, except this is like a kidnapping. And so they turn to the befuddled, doofus FBI agent, Army Special Ops people. Can we see some ID? Here's our ID. So, the FBI, Mr. Cool flashes their FBI badge. Special Ops guy, flashes their DOD badge. And, let's go into separate rooms. Pilot, you tell us what took place. FBI, Special Ops, you tell us what took place. Okay, well, never mind. No harm, no foul. Oh, yeah, there is. I don't care whether it was a training exercise or not. In fact, I would argue that since it was a training exercise, they had the intent. They had the absolute intent. They just had the wrong person. But they had the intent to literally handcuff somebody, throw them in the bathtub, and interrogate them. Now, if you and I did that, they'd be called kidnapping. Yeah, kidnapping. Besides, I'm not sure breaking and entering, because he did open the door for them. But at the least, kidnapping, which is a fairly serious federal offense. But oh no, Boston PD is like, okay, well, never mind. Everybody go back to bed. And then, so the TV station, WBZ in Boston, the CBS affiliate, reaches out to the Delta pilot. Hey, what went on? Well, I can't say. Why? Why can't or why won't you tell us what went wrong? Why won't you tell us what happened? Well, probably because he's been threatened by the government. Don't you say a damn word to anybody about this. These kinds of stories. I know it's the weekend. I know we're all supposed to be enjoying the weekend. So if you're staying somewhere in Boston or anywhere, here's my friendly advice. Somebody knocks on the door, you don't open the door. Yeah. You can look through the peephole, or you can call the front desk and you say, hey, would you send security up? Somebody's banging on my door. Yes, the pilot mistakenly opened the door. Don't do that. I don't care if it's cops standing outside. Cops standing outside in uniform banging on your door. I'd call the hotel desk and say, hey, there are people out front in front of my door, banging on my door. They appear to be cops, but I'm not sure. Would you send security up? Because I'm not answering the door until I find out who the hell these people are at midnight knocking on my door while I'm trying to sleep.
A statement based on inaccurate information. They were mistakenly sent to the wrong room.
Wait a minute. Based on inaccurate information, they were mistakenly sent to the wrong room.
And detained an individual, not the intended role player. Thankfully, nobody was injured.
Oh, they may not have been physically injured, but their civil rights were injured. Their privacy rights were injured. Probably their comfortableness sleeping in a hotel was injured. Their mental anguish was injured. Everything was injured. Maybe it's my anti-authoritarianism. Maybe it's my passive aggressiveness. Maybe it's just my understanding of having represented cops and state troopers and others as their lawyer. I know sometimes cops and FBI agents can do really stupid, dumb things. But we should hold them accountable for those things. Because the more we let the FBI continue to do this, the more emboldened they are. And by the way, have you ever thought about this? In the statement, we detained an individual, not the intended role player. Thankfully, nobody was injured. Where was the intended role player? Was he just standing around in the room, twiddling his thumbs, waiting for somebody to come and break in so he could be handcuffed? Did he not call anybody? Hey, guys, you're supposed to be here at midnight, and it's 12:45 in the morning. Where are you? I got things to do. If we're not going to do this, I'm going to bed. Unfreaking believable.
And there are still a lot of questions involving this incident, including why were federal agents conducting training exercises at a hotel filled with guests?
Yes! There's actual journalism going on in Boston. And, of course, what's the cabal doing? They're clamping down. They're not going to say a word.
Who had no idea what was happening? And did the hotel know about the operation at all? The FBI says it's reviewing the incident with the Department of Defense. Lisa, David.
This is what's wrong. We have a government that is literally out of control. Literally out of control. And not being held accountable. Yeah. You think that's bizarre? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. When we get back, now let's go to an entirely different bizarre story. The American Society for the Protection or for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the ASPCA. There's a new report out on it. Now I hate the ASPCA about as much as I hate the American Red Cross. I'll be right back.
The IRS has one job, to collect money from you, the taxpayer, and they have practically unlimited power to do it. You can't hide from these guys. The tax deadline is around the corner, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled returns, it's not a matter of if the IRS is going to take action, it's when. You need to call Rush Tax Resolution. Sean Hannity has been talking about Rush Tax Resolution for years, and all the money and headaches they've saved his listeners. The pros at Rush Tax know how to deal with the IRS and win. Whether you're an individual or a business owner who's behind on personal or payroll taxes, Rush Tax has a dedicated team of experts that will fight to protect you and your business. They're A-plus rated with the BBB with an incredible zero complaint history. Call 800-299-8077 and Rush Tax will tell you upfront and for free if they can help. And they only take your case if they know they can help. 800-299-8077, 800-299-8077, or RushTaxResolution.com.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents Rabbit Hole. Written by David Lindsay Abair and directed by Samantha Fork. Experience this Pulitzer Prize-winning play that explores the emotional aftermath of a family's tragic loss and their struggle to cope with grief and find a way to move forward. April 21st through May 6th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store Reading. Rabbit Hole is sponsored by this amazing station and other pro arts businesses.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton whiskey and block beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton whiskey and block beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Staying in a hotel tonight? Don't answer the door. It might be the FBI. You might end up in the bathtub, shackled, and then told you can't say anything about it. No, one thing before I move on to the ASPCA. You know, this story also reminds me of the story I just told you about the FBI in Boston. This is why I think the FBI, truly, and I understand that there are a lot of, you know, agents out in the field that are really good law enforcement officers. I get that. But the FBI itself has become so corrupt, has become so inept, that it really is time to just defund the FBI. Certainly get rid of Christopher Wray, the FBI director. You got to cut off the head of the snake. And then just reformulate it into something new. I have no idea what that looks like. All I know is this is a failing American institution. And I don't see it getting better. I only see it getting worse. unless until we do something. Now, you know, you got little old me on the weekend. You know, affiliates all across the country. So, you know, a lot of people will hear this story this weekend. But I'd be curious, other than those of you in Boston, how many of you have heard about this? Because to me, it's an example of how the cabal is going to bury a story because they don't really want people to know about it. And for people who say, because people often say to me when I go off on these rants about civil rights and civil liberties, well, but Michael, why do you care so much about privacy? I don't have anything to hide. Well, that Delta pilot didn't have anything to hide either. And now he's been told, and I know I'm making a big ass assumption here, but he's been told to shut up. Because when WBZ in Boston, when the CBS affiliate contacts the pilot and says, hey, what the hell went on? Well, I have no comment. Really? See, it's a good thing they didn't do that to me. Because I wouldn't be waiting for WBZ to call me. No, I'd be calling the networks. I'd be calling every Fox News anchor that I personally know. I'd be calling I'd be calling Lester Holt. I personally know Lester Holt. I'd be calling every network anchor that I know and saying, hey, listen, I got a story for you. Got a really good story for you. Of course, then I'd be calling my congressmen and my senators, too. Although I live in Colorado, so that's not going to do me any good because we're all a bunch of dumbasses. So anyway, that's the story of the FBI. And that's why it's got to be revamped. Now, let's go to another story. Let's go to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the ASPCA. Now, I want to put it in the context of how much I despise the American Red Cross. People get really wrapped around the axle when I talk about how bad the American Red Cross is. But there are a lot of reports out. And as the former undersecretary, part of my job was I served on an advisory board and sometimes attended the board meetings of the American Red Cross in Washington, D.C. And, of course, then I had to interact with the American Red Cross in disasters all around the world, all across all 57 states and all around the world. And the American Red Cross was always slow, bureaucratic, cumbersome, and spent a lot of money on stuff they didn't need to spend money. If I needed to feed people in a disaster, I wouldn't turn to the American Red Cross. I would turn to the Salvation Army, the Baptist Men's Association, local church groups, any number of small organizations that are nimble on their feet and able to actually feed people in times of disaster. American Red Cross, they just suck. Whenever people, you know, I know it drives management crazy here in Denver. Whenever they do, a PSA or something for the American Red Cross, I just tell them I can't participate in it because I cannot say the things that I believe and have experienced personally at a professional level with the American Red Cross and then turn around and do a PSA on behalf of them. So I just tell people there are alternate places to give your money. And if you want to read some really insightful things about the American Red Cross, I would refer you to Google or Bing or DuckDuck, however you do your Google searches, your web searches, and search American Red Cross ProPublica, ProPublica. They've done an astonishing report about just how bad the American Red Cross is. Now, when we get back, I promise I will get to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Because now, when you see their commercials, I want you to think about this story. Why? Stay tuned. That's coming up next. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival presents speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement are simple. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to this website for everything about the weekend, michaelsaysgohere.com, including getting the podcast. You've seen all of the commercials. They're all over the place, not just for the ASPCA, but all sorts of animal welfare, you know, adopt a pet, all of these programs. And they're all designed to really tear at your heart. They have a strong emotional quotient. It's designed to get you to, I mean, you see the dogs that, you know, that have been abused and they're trying to coax the dog, you know, out of some, you know, asshole place somewhere. Or the dog's in a cage that's been beaten. He's emaciated. And then they show the dog later on, you know, romping and playing with kids because they've rescued the dog. And you're like, oh, this is wonderful. So I'm going to give you all, here's a giant check for you. You've all seen them. I've seen them. Well, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals is one of those groups that does those kinds of commercials. And the very name, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Now, I'm one of these guys that believes, like, I'm a hunter. I don't mind shooting a quail or a pheasant. I really don't shoot big game anymore. But I've certainly shot elk and deer, and it doesn't bother me to do that. But I also make sure it's a clean kill. And I eat meat. And I've been to slaughterhouses. I know where my meat comes from. But having dominion over animals doesn't mean that we should treat animals with cruelty. It also means that we have to balance the needs of you and me to eat versus how much we have to turn things over to corporate farming for the mass production of protein. Well, there's a new think tank, and it's a left-leaning, which I find hilarious. It's a far left-leaning think tank called the Center for the Environment and Welfare. And in its mission statement on its website, it says that it is dedicated to sustainability and animal welfare. Now, the ASPCA, which has been around for hundreds of years or more, is a nonprofit organization, and it was formed, and according to its mission statement, to prevent animal cruelty. But this report says that the ASPCA deceptively uses all of your money to support what they call, now think about this, this is like me as a right-wing nut job saying that this right-wing nut job organization is really, really bad, which I tend to do. It's like me criticizing the Republican Party or certain conservative groups for not really adhering to conservative principles or really doing what I think they should be doing. Well, the same is true with this organization, the Center for Environment and Welfare. It says that the ASPCA deceptively uses donor dollars to support radical and elitist anti-farming policies, and it does not really fund animal shelters or do things to prevent cruelty to animals. So they started a new media campaign. So you'll probably see it pop up on websites. You might see a few television commercials. They might do a few radio commercials. I don't know. But the media campaign is designed to expose the duplicity, as they call it, of the ASPCA. According to this organization, and their most recent tax filings, reveal that they received $390 million in revenue, almost $400 million in revenue. They have more than $500 million in assets, $575 million in assets. $11 million of that almost $600 million is hidden in offshore Caribbean trust accounts. Now, I know that you can legally protect your assets by doing certain offshore trusts. I understand that. I've talked to you about Blake Harris Law, one of my sponsors, that, you know, arranges those types of asset protections. There's nothing wrong or illicit or illegal about it. But why? Why does the ASPCA, who has $575 million in assets, need to hide $11 million in offshore Caribbean accounts? The same tax filings, their 990s, show that only about 2% of their budget is given in grants to community pet shelters. Wow. So if you give $100 to the ASPCA, $2 of that goes to shelters, goes to help support shelters, particularly no-kill shelters. You know, what you and I would want to give to is, you know, no-kill shelters. They give animals a chance to be rehabilitated and find their forever homes. 2%. Not 20%. Not 80%. 2. The ASPCA has 259 employees that make six-figure incomes. The CEO of the ASPCA, now, before you jump all over me about this, I understand that it's a large organization. They have a huge budget. $390 million in revenue, more than $500 million in assets. So you would expect the CEO, even of a nonprofit, to make a handsome salary. And indeed, Matt Burschkadler, whatever how you pronounce his name, makes, in salary alone, more than $856,000 a year. But also, the ASPCA operates one animal adoption center. One. And that one is not even affiliated with a local society for the prevention of cruelty to animals. The ASPCA and 40 other animal rights groups are now trying to place a nationwide moratorium on new and expanding large animal feeding operations. Now, I grew up in ranching country, and so feedlots were a staple. My father used to, you know, you could smell the insulation, you could smell that, you know, you could, if the wind was just right, you could smell the feedlots around my hometown. My dad always said that's the smell of money, because that's what kept our little hometown going, were the cattlemen and the ranchers and the farmers, and all of the production of all of those, of that beef and that hamburger and those steaks and the bone-in ribeyes and everything. Well, now the ASPCA, who's only spending 2% on actual shelters, is now moving in and trying to get politically involved and trying to shut down all large animal feeding operations, feedlots, by the year 2040. You know, this is kind of like Disney. This is kind of like the battle that Ron DeSantis is having with the Disney Corporation. Now, I don't think DeSantis, whom I think is a very good governor, I think that a lot of what Disney is doing is wrong. It's too much in bed with the government. They've gotten way too big for their britches. And what Disney ought to be doing is focusing on entertaining. As I read in one article, what Disney should be doing is entertaining kids and adults, keeping the streets clean, providing entertainment, you know, giving a good value for someone's dollar who flies all the way to Orlando or flies to Orange County or to France or wherever they might be going to a Disneyland or a Disney World, and just provide good, solid entertainment and stay away from the politics. You know, Budweiser learned that the hard way, too. Budweiser ought to just be selling beer and not getting involved in all of the, you know, the popular transient movements of the day. Just sell beer. If you are a shareholder of Anheuser-Busch, or InBev, the owner of Anheuser-Busch, you just want a good ROI, a good return on your investment. You buy some shares of stock, you want that stock to increase in value, you want them to sell as much beer as possible. If you own stock in Disney, I want them to sell as many tickets, as much food, as much entertainment, as many movies as possible. Stay out of the politics. And the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, you know what I want you to do? I actually want you to work on prevention of cruelty to animals. Help no-kill shelters. Help animal shelters around the country. Don't start going after farmers and ranchers. The executive director of this organization is going after them. I keep forgetting the name of it. It is called the, Center for Environment and Welfare. That's it. The Center for Environment and Welfare. Their executive director says this: Congress should not allow the ASPCA and other radical anti-farm groups to hijack the farm bill. Groups that disregard science, ignore veterinarians, and want to shut down animal agriculture have no business shaping the country's farm policies. Well, I would say that I actually disagree with that statement. The ASPCA has a legal right to do this if they want to. But just because you have a legal right to do something doesn't mean that you should do it. And in this case, just like this, Disney has a legal right. If Disney wants to go woke, so to speak, or if Bud Light wants to get Dylan Mulvaney on the Bud Light cans, that's their right to do so. They have a First Amendment right to do it. I just think they're violating their fiduciary duty to their shareholders, and I think they're tarnishing their brand. And in this case, the ASPCA is doing exactly the same thing. You know, I would be curious. Before you ever heard this story, if someone said to you, hey, you know, I gave $100 to the ASPCA, what would you think? You know what I would think? This is before the story. I would have thought, oh, you're giving to the ASPCA. You care about animals, and you want them to help, you know, create more shelters around the country and, you know, get more animals spayed and neutered and, you know, do all the things to help, you know, prevent cruelty to animals and do the right thing. Did you ever think you were giving to an organization that wanted to shut down farming and ranching? To take away the cattle that provides the nice, really good bone-in ribeyes or the New York strips? Or, I don't know, the chicken breast that you get? Did you ever think about that? I never thought about that in my entire life. But this is what's going on, I think, across way too much of corporate America. Corporate America, under pressures because of ESG, diversity, equity, inclusion, all of these different kind of fads going on, are all going so-called woke, a term that I absolutely despise. But it's the only term we have to use right now until I come up with something different. I think when you start sharing this kind of information about what the ASPCA is really doing, then I think it will be the same kind of consequence that Fox News suffered or that Anheuser-Busch suffered. Fox, when they get rid of Tucker Carlson, Anheuser-Busch, when they actually decide to put a trans woman on to the Bud Light cans, or Disney decides to go woke, suddenly shareholder value disappears, ratings start to disappear. Fox News has suffered $1 billion in shareholder value loss. They've got some of it back, but the ratings haven't recovered. Anheuser-Busch, I see pictures all the time from, I know it's anecdotal, but I see pictures all over the country all the time of stacks of Bud Light sitting unsold inside, next to the beer case in a grocery store. Same thing's going to happen to the ASPCA. To which I say, you know what? So be it. So be it. The more that we can actually influence things by just being good stewards of our own money, you can't be perfect. You can't guarantee that every dollar you spend is not going to some, you know, think some organization or company or something that does everything you agree with. And you can't spend money and have it not go to something that you don't agree with everything they do. It's just impossible to do so. But to the extent that you can, it really does have an effect. And the ASPCA, yeah, I would say that's a good example of that. An absolute good example of that. The Nashville Manifesto. Remember that shooting? Yeah. You know the Unabomber's manifesto, right? Where's the Nashville Shooter's manifesto? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
The IRS has one job, to collect money from you, the taxpayer, and they have practically unlimited power to do it. You can't hide from these guys. The tax deadline is around the corner, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled returns, it's not a matter of if the IRS is going to take action, it's when. You need to call Rush Tax Resolution. Sean Hannity has been talking about Rush Tax Resolution for years, and all the money and headaches they've saved his listeners. The pros at Rush Tax know how to deal with the IRS and win. Whether you're an individual or a business owner who's behind on personal or payroll taxes, Rush Tax has a dedicated team of experts that will fight to protect you and your business. They're A-plus rated with the BBB with an incredible zero complaint history. Call 800-299-8077 and Rush Tax will tell you upfront and for free if they can help. And they only take your case if they know they can help. 800-299-8077, 800-299-8077, or rushtaxresolution.com.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents Rabbit Hole. Written by David Lindsay Abair and directed by Samantha Fork. Experience this Pulitzer Prize-winning play that explores the emotional aftermath of a family's tragic loss and their struggle to cope with grief and find a way to move forward. April 21st through May 6th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store Reading. Rabbit Hole is sponsored by this amazing station and other pro arts businesses.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hot Cars
and Cool April Nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Today's the day. It's the Cool April Nights Big Show, happening at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. This fun day starts with the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast, followed by hundreds and hundreds of classic cars on display. Don't miss the Raffle City inside the Civic, along with DJ Jay Keezy spinning the classics from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the day with Hill Street Band performing from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's the Big Show, happening today. For a full schedule of events and ticket information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Glad to have you with me. So for quite some time now, I've been asking, like, where is the National Shooters Manifesto? Why hasn't it been released? And the answers I always get, I mean, nobody actually answers me, but the answers I always find, make me no less suspicious of the federal government's efforts to keep it from being made public. Why? Now, there are some reports out currently that the manifesto is currently being, and I'm using air quotes here, reviewed for public release. What's in it? Why can't we see it? People tell me, well, Michael, you know, we don't want to release the manifesto because, well, then other crazy people would read the manifesto and they'll take off and they'll use it to go commit other mass shootings. Really? Did the Unabomber's manifesto cause a lot of other, you know, pipe bombs and nail bombs and shrapnel bombs to be sent to other industrial leaders around the world, around the country? No, they did not. In fact, I would say this with great caution, and I'm going to be very explicit here. While I do not agree at all with Ted Kaczynski's methods or his tactics in sending nail bombs to leaders around the country, business leaders around the country, if you actually read his manifesto, which is what, decades old now, you actually read it, pretty prescient. It's like, yeah, there really is this kind of melding of government and technology and big business. It really is going on. I call it the cabal. So for the same reason that we should be able to read the Unabomber's manifesto, we can probably gain some insight into the whole transgender movement and what caused this psycho kid to do all the things that he did. And it might help us save other kids. It might help us better understand. There is often much to be learned from twisted ideologies of mass murderers. There's a great series, I forget what it's called now, but it's a series about the FBI's original team that got together to go study serial killers, to go study mass murderers. And it was about these two agents that teamed up. They wanted to create this, you know, this small unit within the FBI to go study all of these mass murderers. Because you really could learn a lot about how to profile them, how to understand so that when you're facing another serial killer, you have the understanding of what other serial killers thought, did, moved, the mistakes they made and everything, so you might be able to catch another serial killer. We learn, for example, about the Charleston church shooter, Dylan Roof. Remember him? We learned about his white supremacy. We learned about the anti-Semitism of the synagogue shooter in Pittsburgh. And we actually saw the pre-massacre video made by the high school shooter in Parkland, Florida. We learned about the hate-fueled anti-immigrant screed from the Walmart shooter in El Paso. And then the racist replacement theory rant of the shooter in the Buffalo, New York supermarket shooting. So, yes, I think we ought to get this manifesto. I understand that some of it is almost it's like the anarchist cookbook. It's almost a how-to guide to do mass shootings in schools. But you know what? Teachers, administrators, parents can all learn from that. And in a free society, we should be willing to take the risk that someone, just like we took the risk with the anarchist cookbook, that he may take it and use it for wrong purposes, but nonetheless we can learn from it, and that ought to be our primary goal. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. Coming up next, who's living in the White House? Who? Do you know? I'll tell you.
The IRS has one job, to collect money from you, the taxpayer, and they have practically unlimited power to do it. You can't hide from these guys. The tax deadline is around the corner, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled returns, it's not a matter of if the IRS is going to take action, it's when. You need to call Rush Tax Resolution. Sean Hannity has been talking about Rush Tax Resolution for years, and all the money and headaches they've saved his listeners. The pros at Rush Tax know how to deal with the IRS and win. Whether you're an individual or a business owner who's behind on personal or payroll taxes, Rush Tax has a dedicated team of experts that will fight to protect you and your business. They're A-plus rated with the BBB with an incredible zero complaint history. Call 800-299-8077 and Rush Tax will tell you up front and for free if they can help. And they only take your case if they know they can help. 800-299-8077, 800-299-8077, or RushTaxResolution.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say an 8-year-old child was among 5 people killed in a shooting at a home in southeast Texas last night. The San Jacinto County Sheriff's Office said early today 4 people were pronounced dead at the scene of the shooting in Cleveland, and the 5th died at a hospital. The Upper Mississippi River set to rise near record high levels as it flows through Wisconsin and Iowa in coming days, but officials said this week they do expect to hold back the floodwaters with a combination of flood walls, temporary barriers, and wetlands. Robert Garrison lost a great deal of his home in East Moline, Iowa. He told WQAD-TV he is so thankful for the American Red Cross out delivering meals.
Normally, they don't come out until cleanup, let's say after the crest when people can get back into their house. But now with the gas being shut off and stuff, it's a great help.
The Mississippi has already crested in St. Paul, Minnesota, and La Crosse, Wisconsin. A key measure of prices and wages means the Fed is likely to raise interest rates again next week to try to keep inflation in check. This Chicago woman says prices do seem to have gone up lately.
That there is like a steep rise a little bit a while ago, but I've honestly even noticed the prices going down a little bit recently with certain items.
Senator Tom Cotton says the fact the LA Times needed to provide a cheat sheet to President Biden before this week's news conference shows how far the president's mental faculties have actually declined.
He's not capable of answering questions in public. Frankly, it's dangerous for our country when he does start speaking extemporaneously in public, because he starts doing things like demanding regime change in Russia. But this is why it's just Joe Biden is too old to be president.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Canada and the U.S. have agreed to share more information on the smuggling of guns and drugs across their shared border.
The announcement Friday came during the cross-border crime forum, which was attended by top security and judicial officials from Canada and the United States. Canadian Public Safety Minister Marco Mendocino says agreements will allow Canada to go after ghost guns in particular, referring to the untracked privately manufactured firearms used by gangs.
That is Ron DeRocks for Senator Josh Hawley blasting the Biden Justice Department for diverting resources to attack political enemies, even as it ignores the exploitation of children crossing the border unaccompanied.
Actually, helping victims, the most victimized people, these kids who have no say, often don't speak English, oh, they don't care about that. That messes up their They're lying. That messes up their whole propaganda effort. They don't care at all.
And a New York Times report says unaccompanied children are being used in many cases as free labor in factories. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Several armed militants in the Colombian city of Medellin have declared a ceasefire. Here's the BBC's Phoebe Hobson.
At least 16 armed criminal groups in Medellin and the surrounding areas have announced a pause in hostilities. The groups regularly clash over control for the drugs trade. The announcement came from the government representatives who've been negotiating with members. There was no mention of how long the pause in fighting would last. A study suggests that up to 14,000 people are involved in criminal gangs in the city. The left-wing president, Gustavo Petro, has been trying to establish peace in the country by negotiating with political and criminal organizations.
With congregations dwindling and villages emptying out, maintaining hundreds of historic adobe churches made with mud and straw centuries ago is proving to be a daunting challenge across rural New Mexico. Community leaders, often the caretakers in the absence of actual clergy, are trying to save them because they do represent a crucial center of faith and their history. More details at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement are pretty simple for the program because we're all just a bunch of simpletons anyway. All you goobers out there in radio land. First, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you're listening to the program, either live, delayed, tomorrow, on the podcast, you hear something, you want to ask a question, you have a comment, you have a criticism, you have a compliment, that'll be the day. Any of those things, text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And then, even though we have a glitch today, we can't, for some reason, the map's not up. But if you want to subscribe to the podcast, listen to the program, see the stories we post, you can find all of that on one simple website, and everything's in one place, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. See, when Theodore Roosevelt was president, he was... The White House was a zoo. I used to be a trustee of the Theodore Roosevelt Association, and it gave me an access to a lot of the historical documents. And, you know, we would have speakers all the time come in and talk about stuff. Robert Carroll came in and talked to us one time. They're just even though he's a progressive Republican, I fully admire Theodore Roosevelt for his tenacity, his stubbornness, for his leadership skills. An incredible human being. And when he was elevated from the vice presidency to the presidency with the assassination of William McKinley, the entire family moved from Sagamore Hill on Long Island, Oyster Bay, to the White House. And so the kids were there. I mean, just everybody was there. And of course they all had, you know, everybody had animals. There were horses, there were dogs. There were monkeys, there were everything you can possibly imagine in the White House. It was a zoo. And so it's not unusual but none of those children were married. And even Alice at the time, his oldest daughter, wasn't married. So I wouldn't say it was odd. It's like, okay, you meet John F. Kennedy. Caroline and John had both of them living in the White House. Nixon had his daughters living in the White House. LBJ's daughters, I think, lived in the White House for a while. So none of that's really unusual. But I think what's going on in the White House now is just a little odd. Because no president in decades has had as many adult relatives taking up residence in the White House than Joe Biden. It's almost as if he has turned the White House into affordable housing for all the extended family. So let's kind of breeze through the genealogy tree for a second. In addition to a son, Hunter Biden, who was rumored to be living at the residence and rumored to be doing so in order to avoid getting served with legal papers because of a messy child custody battle going on down in Arkansas, the president's granddaughter, Naomi, and her then-fiancé, Peter Neal, lived at the White House for a few months last fall. How do we know that? Well, we didn't know it, except Vogue magazine. I know you picked up your Vogue magazine at the grocery store last week. But the couple told Vogue magazine last year that they were living there. The New York Times noted in passing in a report about that couple's lavish White House wedding that Mrs. Biden and Mr. Neal live at the White House, according to two people familiar with their situation. There's a presidential historian by the name of Tevi Troy, who says that Biden having adult children and other relatives living at the White House is, quote, not normal, but also not unheard of, at least in the modern era. Here are a couple of examples. Barack Obama, remember, his mother-in-law famously stayed at the residence, I think, the entire 8 years. Now, in large part, we were always told that was because she was there to take care of the kids, which I don't find unusual at all. Harry Truman is said to have had his mother-in-law there, but he always joked that she was there just for the nagging. Former President Gerald Ford's kids, who were in their 20s but not yet married, were around the White House a lot. Stayed some, but weren't like there permanently. But when it comes to Biden, it's almost as if they're living at the White House out of convenience. Yeah, hey, listen. We need a place to crash for a while. Oh, you know that place at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Yeah, we hear it's got some really nice facilities. Really nice. Naomi Biden, who is Hunter Biden's... Now, follow along with me. I know this is a convoluted family tree here. Naomi Biden is Hunter Biden's oldest child. She's the one that told Vogue last year that she and her fiancé had moved into the White House because their apartment lease ran out. The magazine, Vogue, described their descent from their living quarters on the third floor of the White House residence to practice their first dance. I love Vogue magazine, don't you? Yeah. We all needed to know that. Yeah. The residence, which most people have never been to. I'm one of the lucky ones I've gotten to see the residence. 16 bedrooms, 35 bathrooms, a full-time chef, a full staff. It is far more extravagant than, say, that $12,000 a month home pad dump or whatever it was for $12,000 a month that Hunter Biden lived in for 3 years ago at the same time that he was refusing to pay child support for his love child down in Arkansas. So Naomi and her husband lived on the third floor of the residence. That's where former President Zachary Taylor kept slaves. Now, that floor has been modernized. It's got a gym, a billiards room, a solarium, and it's a room where Hillary Clinton kept all of her Eleanor Roosevelt memorabilia. In that same article in Vogue, Naomi Biden said, "I try to remind myself it's the White House, but it gets normalized over time." Now, here's the problem I have with this. This is like a really serious security risk. Because you, and again, I'm not trying to brag here, I'm just trying to describe it. So most of the time when I would walk into the White House, I would go in on West Executive Drive, which is on the west side of the West Wing. Driver would pull me up, drop me off on that main floor. I'd walk in, and it really is, it's the same floor that the White House Situation Room is. It's actually the basement, but it's at ground level on West Exec Drive. But then you can walk upstairs. That's where the Oval Office is, the Roosevelt Room, the Cabinet Room, and the Brady Briefing Room. All of that is right there. And then you can walk around, go through the reception area, and you can just walk down the grand hall into the residence. There's not a Secret Service desk there. There's no one there. It's just that you know, as a White House employee, that you don't go upstairs. No, you don't do that. You don't go upstairs unless you've been invited specifically at a specific time. And if you get on the elevator to go up, or even if you walk the stairs, before you can enter into the residence, a butler's going to stop and make sure that you're on the list to go into the residence. Unless you're family. Family is free to roam anywhere. There's nobody sitting guard at a desk keeping you from going from the residence into the West Wing. Now, my problem is that all of these people, including Hunter Biden, think about all of the controversy surrounding the Bidens, the money they take from the Chinese Communist Party, the money they got from the corrupt Ukrainian government, all of the influence peddling, and now Hunter Biden's living in the White House, and he's just free to wander all over the place, to just walk into the Oval Office at any time. Now, I'm not saying he does, I'm just saying that he can, unless Dad, which I seriously doubt, unless the big guy has put down rules and said, no, all the family members stay out of the West Wing. Now, why is that important? Because virtually everything that goes on in the West Wing, in the Roosevelt Room, particularly in the Oval Office, obviously downstairs in the White House sit room, which you can't get into anyway unless you have the key access, but the White House mess is downstairs. People are always talking business. It's politics. It's government business. It's state of affairs. Affairs of state, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even when the president's not there, there's always somebody in the West Wing. There's somebody always working. You've got the naval officers are always there. The comms people are always there. The White House switchboard is always open. And there are always people in offices throughout the West Wing doing really important stuff. Now, right now, I disagree with most of the stuff they're doing, but nonetheless, it's really important stuff. The problem with Hunter Biden is that he's locked in this messy child support dispute with London Alexis Roberts. That's his former mistress. They have a 4-year-old daughter. He's been ordered to pay child support. And the judge is so fed up with the fact that he's Hunter Biden and he's not paying child support that the court has ordered him to appear at every single hearing starting next month in May, starting Monday. In May, he has to appear in every single hearing, except, you know what's happened? Because he's living in the White House, they can't serve him papers. They can't serve the court order on him. Now, you may think, well, Michael, if I got a court order on me and I'm not at home, but my address is 123 Main Street, and somebody shows up at 123 Main Street with a court order, knocks on the door, wife, someone over the age of 18 answers the door. The process server hands them the court order. I have been legally served. But you can't do that at the White House. Because you can't give it to a uniformed Secret Service agent at the Northwest Gate and say, here, give this to Hunter Biden. He's been served and walk away. It doesn't work that way. So it seems to me that what Hunter Biden's doing is just hiding out in the White House. And I just think that's wrong. I think it's just absolutely wrong. But I shouldn't be surprised by any of it. Speaking of Biden, the climate laws that he's passed that were in the Inflation Reduction Act, those are about to take effect. Watch your wallet. Get ready for even more inflation and a slower economy. That's coming up next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'll be right back.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival will present speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text word Michael to 33103. Go to this website for everything about the program, podcasts, everything. Michael says go here.com. So this whole Inflation Reduction Act, which is really the Biden administration's climate policy, has now entered a really aggressive new phase. And for the first time since the president took office, the star of the show is not Congress, the Department of Energy, it's not any other economic agency. It's the good old Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA is back, and it's back with a vengeance. And the president is quite proud of it. He is absolutely convinced that if we don't do something and do something drastic, which is what he's doing, that, well, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
And since we last met, the United States ratified the Kigali Amendment, which is drastically reduces the production and use of the super potent HFCs globally. With these actions, the United States is on track to achieve a 1.5-degree aligned goal of cutting emissions by 50 to 52% by 2030.
Back it up. I want you to listen. To achieve a 1.5-degree Celsius lowering of the Earth's temperature. By the way, I still want to renew the question. Exactly where do you take the Earth's temperature? Is there a particular rectal thermometer that you use? Is there a particular armpit? Is there a particular mouth where you stick it under the tongue? Where is it? Or do you take one of those new digital thermometers and scan the Earth? Where do you take the Earth's temperature? And by the way, if somebody says that my temperature is not 98.6, it's 99.1, it's not the end of the world. Or it's 97.2, 93.3, no, it's not the end of the world. But according to Joe Biden, it is.
With these actions, the United States is on track to achieve a 1.5-degree aligned goal of cutting emissions by 50 to 52% by 2030. Look, you know, as we look forward to COP28, we all need to show up in Dubai with 2030 targets and actions aligned with the Paris temperature goals. We're already seeing the signs of what's to come if we don't. More severe droughts, more floods, seas rising, temperatures rising.
You know, weather. The weather we experience all the time.
Weather instability, market unpredictability.
I find that one particularly funny. Market unpredictability. Yeah. When I tell you what the effects of these new rules and regs are that the EPA is going to do, like what the specific, I'll give you some specific examples of like in Colorado. And, of course, we know what's happening in California and other places. Talk about market unpredictability. Hold on to your chairs, baby. Hold on to your chair. He's absolutely convinced that we are at this inflection point. And if we don't do something right now, it's the end of civilization. You know, when I was a debater in high school, back in the Dark Ages, we actually had to debate the coming ice age. That was one of our yearly debate topics. So I had to argue both for and against the coming ice age. And then that kind of morphed into, you know, then it was going to be global warming and we were all going to burn up. And then it went from global cooling to global warming to climate change. And now it's a climate crisis. It's a crisis.
And right now, I believe the world's in an inflection point. The choices we make today, I believe, are going to determine the direction of our world and the future of our kids for decades to come.
Yeah, you know what? Sadly, he's absolutely right. He is absolutely right. So over the past few weeks, the Environmental Protection Agency has unveiled this incredibly ambitious set of proposals that could completely remake the entire country's transportation and power sectors. One of the proposals could cut toxic air pollution and greenhouse gases from cars, trucks, vans, and other vehicles by 2032. This is 9 years away. Another is going to restrict the amount of mercury and arsenic that coal-fired plants can release, which, you know, how clean is clean. But the most important new rule could come as soon as next week. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. The new rule. Man, it's over, baby. It's over. Be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. IRS has one job, to collect money from you, the taxpayer, and they have practically unlimited power to do it. You can't hide from these guys. The tax deadline is around the corner, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled returns, it's not a matter of if the IRS is going to take action, it's when. You need to call Rush Tax Resolution. Sean Hannity has been talking about Rush Tax Resolution for years and all the money and headaches they've saved his listeners. The pros at Rush Tax know how to deal with the IRS and win. Whether you're an individual or a business owner who's behind on personal or payroll taxes, Rush Tax has a dedicated team of experts that will fight to protect you and your business. They're A-plus rated with the BBB with an incredible zero complaint history. Call 800-299-8077 and Rush Tax will tell you up front and for free if they can help. And they only take your case if they know they can help. 800-299-8077, 800-299-8077, or RushTaxResolution.com.
Hot cars.
And cool April nights.
Is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Today's the day. It's the Cool April Nights Big Show, happening at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. This fun day starts with the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast, followed by hundreds and hundreds of classic cars on display. Don't miss the Raffle City inside the Civic, along with DJ Jay Keezy spinning the classics from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the day with Hill Street Band performing from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. It's the Big Show, happening today. For a full schedule of events and ticket information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com for the podcast and whatever else you need from the website. So the president is absolutely convinced that these new rules and regulations that were contained or allowed, I should say that the Inflation Reduction Act is what empowered the EPA to make up these rules. He's absolutely convinced that.
Building secure and resilient supply chains. And pioneering the clean energy economy. Investing together to ensure our future will be grounded in the values that we share, which have always, always made us strong.
I'm not sure these values or these rules are going to make us strong. So the EPA has unveiled these new proposals that will remake the transportation system. It will completely revamp the power sector. It's aimed at supposedly reducing toxic air pollution. Look around you right now. It's pretty darn good. No, not the pollution, the air. And greenhouse gases, like CO2, which is necessary for the sustaining of life. But the most important rule, and the most devastating rule, could come as early as next week. The EPA is expected to announce slashing greenhouse gas pollution from new and existing power plants. That rule alone, which will likely be among the most pugnacious climate protections ever issued by the EPA, will require coal and natural gas plants to capture a large share of carbon emissions from their smokestacks, preventing carbon, CO2, from ever reaching the atmosphere. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Now, if those rules are actually finalized, and if they're actually enforced, it'll accomplish the goal of generating 80% of the country's electricity with zero carbon sources by 2030, but that goal is the problem. It's part of his broader vision of having, slashing by 50%, climate pollution by 2030. So the IPCC, the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, has said that every country in the world has got to cut carbon pollution in half by 2030 in order for the world to do what? Hit that 1.5 degree goal. Think about that. Do you think that China really gives a rat's patoot about whether or not they're going to meet the 1.5 degree goal? China is busy building coal-fired power plants as fast as they can put them up. The rest of the world, Germany and Western Europe, is realizing that shutting down their nuclear power plants, big mistake. Big mistake. And in this country, we're going to see fuel prices, electricity prices, absolutely skyrocket. Now, these rules are a major shift in Biden's climate policy. Because since he took office in January of 21, most of their efforts have been focused on dangling, these little new carrots in front of industry, trying to entice them to decarbonize. And he actually, even during the State of the Union, remember he said that, look, I recognize that fossil fuels are going to be around, for at least the next 10 years. Well, wait a minute, that would be 2033. And you're wanting to do all this by 2030. Joe Manchin is threatening to side with the Republicans in the Senate to completely undo the Inflation Reduction Act because even he, now I understand he's from a coal state, but even he recognizes that this is going to be an economic tsunami for this country. Now, if you've been hungering for a more punitive approach to the Biden administration's climate policy, then you're going to get it. But remember to thank the Inflation Reduction Act. which doesn't reduce inflation. In fact, it's going to exacerbate inflation and make your electricity costs skyrocket. It's really gone little acknowledged that the Inflation Reduction Act really is essential to Biden's regulatory policy. Because without those subsidies, the EPA could not adopt these aggressive rules to fight fossil fuels. In at least one case, the EPA actually needed the IRA to pass before it could issue its power plant regs so that the climate law could underwrite the carbon capture technology that they're expected to require. Technology that, for example, is being, you know, they're getting subsidies to build some carbon tech plants or carbon technology up in the northern suburbs of Denver. It's unproven technology. And don't you ever want, this is about as stupid as Bill Gates' idea of pushing, you know, smoke or some sort of cover over the earth to keep the sunlight from getting into the earth, to, you know, heat up the earth. So we're going to suck carbon out of the air. Well, who decides how much carbon? What if we suck out too much carbon? Because you and I need carbon dioxide. Plants need carbon dioxide. Animals need carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide was simply classified by fiat by the EPA as a greenhouse gas emission that must be controlled when it's naturally occurring everywhere. The fact that they needed the Inflation Reduction Act to do this tells you every reason why that was the sole focus of the first 2 years of his administration. It wasn't about reducing inflation. It was about the so-called climate crisis. So why is the Inflation Reduction Act so important? Well, because the rules that how the federal government makes the rules is in that are in those rules, in that bill. They're meta rules. The set of executive orders, court decisions, all the informal precedent that constrains how agencies like the EPA can issue new regulations, boom, the Inflation Reduction Act just threw it out. Because ever since the 1970s, an agency like the EPA had to consider a rule. They had to look at the cost-benefit analysis before they could issue the rule. Now, it may seem like a technocratic and persnickety undertaking. It's done, you know, with a bunch of green eye-shaded goobers sitting around with an Excel spreadsheet or something. But it really is the basis for proper rulemaking. Does this rule cost more than the benefits we get from the rule? In the clean car rules, these sums can rise into the tens of billions of dollars that you and I end up paying for. Let me give you an example. The average cost of repairing an electric vehicle nationwide, just repairing EVs around the country, is $24 billion. $24 billion. Do you know what the benefit of reducing particulate pollution in the air? You know what? As high as $34 billion. Let me repeat that. The cost of repairing EVs is $24 billion, while the benefits of reducing particulate pollution in the air are as high as $34 billion. It's de minimis. But the exercise itself is important because it determines how aggressive these rules can be. Because if a rule's cost exceed the benefits to society, then under current law it's too ambitious. And only proposals that make society richer in terms of dollars, only those rules are allowed to become law. Now, according to the EPA's math, the clean car rule's benefit exceeds its cost by more than $1 trillion. But here's the key. That analysis by the EPA only looks at the rule's direct cost, which means that any status quo policies and every existing federal program that makes it cheaper to follow the rule, all of those are taken for granted. So the Inflation Reduction Act's hundreds of billions of dollars in tax credits function effectively as free money in these analyses. That enables the EPA to adopt much more aggressive rules than under the Administrative Procedures Act that it would be allowed to. It's going to cost us out the wazoo. In Colorado, the goal is to go all electric. Well, that's pretty much the goal all over the country now. Everybody wants to go all electric. You hear about gas stoves being eliminated. You know, using natural gas to heat your homes. Everything has to be electric. You know, all that does, if you eliminate natural gas, is you then have to rely upon wind and solar or nuclear, which nobody wants to do in this country for some crazy reason, but wind and solar. And yet we don't have yet the battery storage so that you have 100% availability of power 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of the weather, regardless of the climate, regardless of whether the sun's out or the wind's blowing or not. You still have to have capacity. You have to have the maximum capacity available 24/7, 365 days a year. Without that, what do you get? You get blackouts. You get rolling blackouts. You get power companies, the investor-owned utilities, telling you, hey, listen, you can't consume any electricity between, you know, 2 o'clock and 9 p.m. because, well, we don't have any. This is insanity, utter insanity. Now, there may come a day. There may come a day, and maybe in my lifetime, maybe in my grandchild's lifetime. Who knows? In the future, there may come a time when technology allows it, but it is not here. And what they're trying to do is to force us into this little cult of all electric when we're not ready to do it. All in the name of saving the planet. When you couple the EPA's rules, the limit on the amount of carbon that power plants can release into the atmosphere, this really is radically revolutionary. The new rule will require some form of carbon capture technology on existing and any new fossil fuel burning power plants. Now, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, the EPA can essentially ignore the first $85 a ton of cost that that rule places on companies. So those additional costs get paid by who? The consumers. So, for example, here in Colorado, we get our electricity from a company called Xcel Energy. You may, too, depending on where you live in the country. So they're in the process of going, you know, all renewable energy. All of those costs will be borne by the ratepayers. Because as monopolies regulated by state governments, they're still entitled to make a profit. So as their costs increase and those margins decrease, they have to increase the rates in order to maintain their profit margins. Which means, logically, mathematically, rationally, your rates go up. And all of this is absolutely on purpose. Now, some of the climate experts that I've read about expect that these rules will ultimately, and I think this is actually the purpose, discourage new fossil fuel plants from ever getting built. Even if carbon capture technology becomes cheaper, because it will simply be cheaper and easier to build solar, wind, or nuclear plants. Now, I will admit that if this forces us to finally start building more nuclear power plants, then God save America. Let's go for it. Absolutely go for it. But it's not going to do that. The Inflation Reduction Act included a few new taxes, a fee on methane leaks, all these taxes out the wazoo, and subsidies. Subsidies which have to come from taxpayers. We're already $30 trillion in debt. We have budget deficits that easily exceed $4 trillion a year. And we're just going to continue on. It's insanity what we're doing. Absolute insanity. It's not normal. It's really, really weird. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael, Michael, to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Hey, welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Remember, you can text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So what are one of the effects of this push to eliminate all these fossil fuels? Something that made us secure in terms of all international affairs, allowed us to dictate the global world order, kept our enemies at bay, was energy independence. It fueled the world's mightiest military. It fueled an economy that was growing like gangbusters until literally on January 20, 2021, Joe Biden walks into the Oval Office, signs a bunch of executive orders, and the markets begin to collapse. Our energy independence disappears, and they go off on this jihad about all electric to the point that the administrator of the EPA, former Governor Jennifer Granholm, said this in a Senate hearing.
Do you support the military adopting that EV fleet by 2030?
I do, and I think we can get there as well. And I do think that reducing our reliance on the volatility of globally traded fossil fuels, where we know that global events such as the war in Ukraine can jack up prices for people back home, it does not contribute to energy security. I think energy security is achieved when we have homegrown clean energy that is abundant, like you see in Iowa. We think that we can be a leader globally in how we have become energy independent.
I want you to think about that. An all-electric vehicle fleet by 2030. Now, I'm going to make a big-ass assumption here that they're not talking about M1 Abrams tanks. They're not talking about armored personnel carriers. That they're talking about the vehicle fleet. They're certainly not talking about F-35 Raptors or F-16s. But an all-electric vehicle fleet, you know, logistics in terms of military capability is one of the things that makes an army strong. It's one of the things that makes an army lethal. The ability to get fuel from a base camp to the forward operating base or wherever the M1 Abrams tanks are moving or the APCs are moving in order to get the fuel to those tanks and to those armored personnel carriers to keep the front line moving, to fight the battle. So those vehicles would become all electric. So now you got the general. You got the generals driving around not in a Jeep Willis. You got a general running around in an electric vehicle, electric Jeep. Yeah. Sorry, general, we can't get to where you need to go because we got to stop and charge. I know we're in the middle of the battlefield. We'll find a charger somewhere, general. Don't worry about it. I mean, that's insane enough. But there's more insanity to this. Because in this just short 34-second clip, the secretary or the administrator of the EPA, Jennifer Granholm, supporting requiring the U.S. military to adopt an all-electric vehicle fleet by 2030, confesses something that most people absolutely ignore when it comes to this transition, to this idea that we have to go to all electric, that we have to go to only clean, renewable energy sources. And everybody glosses over it. And I think everybody glosses over it because we've been brainwashed in two ways. One, if there really is a climate crisis. I mean, I've been told there's been a climate crisis since I was a junior in high school. Every 10 years, it's going to be the end of civilization unless we do something, and that time passes, and then it's another 10 years. So when we get back, before we leave this topic, let's go back to Governor Granholm and her testimony, the EPA administrator, and go back to her testimony, and let's listen closely to what she said, because it should really irritate you. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
The IRS has one job, to collect money from you, the taxpayer, and they have practically unlimited power to do it. You can't hide from these guys. The tax deadline is around the corner, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled returns, it's not a matter of if the IRS is going to take action, it's when. You need to call Rush Tax Resolution. Sean Hannity has been talking about Rush Tax Resolution for years, and all the money and headaches they've saved his listeners. The pros at Rush Tax know how to deal with the IRS and win. Whether you're an individual or a business owner who's behind on personal or payroll taxes, Rush Tax has a dedicated team of experts that will fight to protect you and your business. They're A-plus rated with the BBB with an incredible zero complaint history. Call 800-299-8077 and Rush Tax will tell you up front and for free if they can help. And they only take your case if they know they can help. 800-299-8077, 800-299-8077, or RushTaxResolution.com.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.